Give us a little bit of background on the FAA Managers Association. I think this is a group that's not real widely known.
You're right, but we represent and have about 1,500 employees across the FAA or serve in positions as managers and supervisors in every one of the lines at the FAA. And our members saw this furlough, and we were really, really concerned about what were happening to men and women who were being laid off and not unable to pay their bills. So in direct response to an appeal from our members, we set up a furlough relief fund, and we're making contributions to this, and we urge everyone to do it. And it's very simple to do.
Okay, so how does one contribute?
Okay, so you go right to our website, faama.org. Again, faama.org. And it takes you directly to a link at the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund. And like any other donation that you do online, it's secure, but you make a donation, and the funds are immediately available to employees who have been furloughed, who have an emergency and need to pay bills.
So how, you said you have 1,500 members, so this money is available to just those members
or also to
the people they supervise?
It's a response to men and women at the FAA who were furloughed. Not all of them were supervisors or managers. Some of them were. But the idea is that 4,000 men and women were furloughed, unfortunately, and they have to pay their bills. You know, today the Senate is supposed to take up action on the floor and pass this bill. But if one senator objects, we're back into the stalemate that we found ourselves in yesterday, and action will not take place until the Senate returns in September.
Plus, this action, if they do pass it today, only is good until the middle of September. So in another month, we could be right back where we are now anyhow.
Yes. And the legislation that the Senate will pass does not contain authority for Secretary LaHood or Randy Babbitt, the administrator at the FAA, to pay these employees back pay. So that is an unresolved issue. And in the interim, until this is taken care of, we're urging that everyone contribute to this fund. Again, you get to it through faama.org, and this would provide relief to the 4,000 employees who are currently furloughed, and they will not get paid, once again, until Congress takes some action in September or the administrator at the FAA finds an administrative way to pay them with funds that currently exist.
And you're offering people just cash grants, in other words. These aren't loans.
No,
they're not loans.
You apply to it. People will examine your situation, and it would be a cash grant. Many of our members have already made contributions. This was in direct response to our members. And again, these funds are not only for our organization, it's for the 4,000 employees and managers and supervisors across the FAA who unfortunately found themselves furloughed when Congress didn't finish action on the bill.
And how much money have you raised so far?
It's thousands of dollars. I don't know exactly how much because the money is being totaled up at the Federal Employees Education Act Assistance Fund, but lots and lots of people have responded. We sent in a sizable contribution yesterday. As a federal employee, it easily could have been me.
All right. We're speaking with Louis Depart. He's the executive director for the FAA Managers Association. And what are your members telling you? What is life like for them now that they're on furlough? What are you hearing?
Well, we found some of our members, it's both the husband and the wife. So you've got dual-income individuals who have both been furloughed. Now, there are not a lot of them, but those find themselves in a very precarious situation, as does anybody who has to pay their bills and believes, you know, it's waiting for their paychecks. These are things that would pay for mortgages and other significant bills. And unfortunately, through no fault of their own, they were furloughed. And, you know, some employees, all of those who are involved in air traffic, are still working. People who support them or are putting in new equipment for our next generation air traffic control system have been furloughed. The people who are administrating the Airport Infrastructure Fund, which pays for all the construction at our airports, and incidentally, 70,000 construction workers are also idled as a result of this at a time that we have 9.2% unemployment.
Now, the FAA officially and DOT are saying officially, and no reason not to believe them, that safety is not being compromised in any way. But some of the people furloughed might be backing up the safety people. So do you feel that there's a little bit of a thinner line on safety at this point because of these furloughs?
No, actually, our first job is safety at the FAA, and I can assure you that Secretary Babbitt and Secretary LaHood, Administrator Babbitt at the FAA, are focused completely on safety, and any safety-related issue is being taken care of. But there are follow-up systems that we're trying to install that are not being done right now. But I want to emphasize that one of the things that we saw in this is the leadership that both Secretary LaHood and Administrator Babbitt showed throughout the process. They are very concerned about what's happening to their employees, and they have been very active on Capitol Hill, talking to senators and members of the House of Representatives about how important it is to resolve this issue and get these employees back to work. And more importantly, the extension that I hope the Senate will pass this morning only goes to September 16th. If we don't finish the bill by September 16th, we could find ourselves in the same situation again, which would be completely would be very sad.
Well, we thank you very much for joining us with that update. We're speaking with Louis Dupart. He's the executive director of the FAA Managers Association, and we'll have a link to your website if people want to make a donation.
Again, that's FAAMA.org. Thank you so much for having me on, and I urge everybody to contribute to help these employees who are furloughed through no fault of their own. Have a great morning.